Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the PRA Podcast. I am your host, as always, Sam. First off, a couple things. So one, I'm actually working on another project, which I'm very excited for. Second thing, I am thinking about doing some live meditations. If anybody would like to join me, I'm trying to figure out what days and what like times are ideal. I might just do them I might do one in the morning, one in the evening, and it might be like a 5 minute, 10 minute, 30 minute, hour long thing. I mean, it just depends. And then I'm trying to figure out that part of it. And then another thing too is I just wanted to, and so number three, you know, third thing is, you know, if you are listening to this podcast and you're hearing me right now, first off, I just want to thank you, but also don't be afraid to post about it, or don't be afraid to share it, because it lets me know who's actually listening and who I actually need to thank. Big shout outs go to my friend Alyssa for listening in, even though she doesn't post about it. But I did find out, you know, that people are actually listening. Like, people are really listening. I just really appreciate you guys tuning in and actually hearing my thoughts. And I'm glad to know that sometimes they may help, or, you know, certain things may help. But mostly the whole reason why I do this is for the reasoning, is for like the purpose of like being able to let others know that the way that they feel is okay. You know, it's validated. Like, your feelings are valid, and you're not the only one who feels what you feel, and it's okay to normalize certain things, but it's not okay to make excuses for yourself and stay where you are. So, you know, if you know me, you know I'm all about progression. You know that I love, you know, reaching your potential and using aggression to get there. That's why I have the whole PRA mentality, you know, potential, reach, aggression. And new project, thinking about doing some meditation, some live meditations, and huge thank yous and shout outs go out to everyone who listens. And please don't hesitate to, yeah, post about it or post any stories or whatever and just tag me. So gratitude for today, momentum for tomorrow, energy for the world, empathy for others, and awareness for ourselves. That is the way that we do things. So today, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I'm on my way to work right now, but I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, being honest and opening up and not being afraid to be who you really are for yourself, you know. And there's a lot of stressful, scary, unknown things that are gonna, that may or may not happen, but at the same time, when you have the intention of being just a good person and just being your best, and you have the intention of doing all that you can do to do right by the people around you and by yourself, and just when you have those, the correct intentions, when they're not manipulative intentions, when they're not coercing, when they're not, you know, trying to get some sort of ulterior motive done, like, you just have to be honest. And a lot of people think, I feel, that like being honest with somebody just means literally being honest with that person. But in reality, like, when we're honest with ourselves, that's when the honesty really comes out. That's when you're honest with yourself inside, and you know who you are, and you know what you feel is right, and you know what you feel is wrong, then that's when you're not afraid to express that. Because you don't care, because it's a belief in you. Like you know who you are, you know what you are, you know what you believe in. So you have this conviction when you are honest. But when you're not honest, you're kind of just lying to yourself. And so it makes you frustrated, or at least, like, that's how it was for me. You know, like, when I'm talking to somebody and I'm not telling them the truth, it's almost like I'm ashamed of my own truth, and so I'm not sharing it. And so I get frustrated, because it's like, when you lie, you're ultimately like lying to yourself, you know, because you're not wanting to disclose a certain thing that you feel may at the moment hurt somebody else, but in reality hurt you, because you're hurting somebody else. But that's the thing, is like, when you have the right intentions, Like, let's say, for example, like, you know, you don't feel a certain way about someone anymore. You're doing a disservice to you and that person when you're not wanting to be with them, but you're still there because of the fact that, like, you are not able to do the right thing. Like, when your intentions are to try and help somebody else by saving their feelings, quote unquote, it's like keeping a Band-Aid on a cut that's already healed. Like, there's no point to that, you know? And so, like, it's just really important that you be honest with who you are enough and be real about, like, what it is that you want for yourself and for who you are as a person and for who you're wanting to be as a person, so that way you can attract the same sort of thing to you. And you can start having the best intentions and not being, and not feel like you're limited to, you know, any one thing or any one person. Like, and I think the hardest part is the reciprocation. Like, so if you're honest with somebody, you're not always gonna be, like, it's not always gonna be accepted. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you tell somebody something and it's the truth, it may actually hurt that person. So in reality, it could actually, like, be something that's really hard to go through. But it's also necessary. That's the thing. Like, that's the catch-22 with it. Like, it's necessary. And that's, I think, what a lot of people don't want, is that discomfort of knowing that that's part of it. Which is totally understandable, but, like, I've posted this too, and it's real, and it's like, you know, people are afraid of change so much that it fucks with their happiness. And I think that it's ironic, because we are the most adaptable species on the planet. That's why we're here. That's why we're as far as we are. But yet, everybody is so scared of change that they're scared to just be honest with their intentions. And not just with the people that they're talking to, but with themselves. And like I said, like, when you can be completely truthful with who you are, with what you are, with what you want to be, with your intentions towards just life in general, then a lot of things start to make sense, because you can just be honest, and it takes a lot of weight off of you, because you're not having to play this role where you think you're doing what's best for other people. You're playing this role where you're doing what's best for you in a selfless way that's actually helping other people. It's so crazy. But, like, I mainly just wanted to get on here and kind of speak the message of, you know, be honest with yourself, be honest with the people around you, be honest about what it is that you want, be honest and be vocal, and don't be afraid to speak your opinion and speak and, like, put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to wear your heart on your sleeve if that's who you are. And that's the thing, is, like, don't be afraid to get hurt, because every piece of discomfort is growth. When you can start to see discomfort as growth, you start progressing. And that's what it's about. Because when you can use relentless aggression, and you can find your reach, and you can unlock your potential, you're literally PRA, progression. And that's what it's about. It's potential reach and aggression. Like, it's about being grateful for today, so you can have more momentum for tomorrow, so you can have more energy for the world, so you can have more empathy for others, so you can have that full awareness for yourself. That's everything. At least to me, that's everything. But I appreciate, like, everybody who listens. I hope this helped, even in the slightest. Please, like, if you are holding on to something and it's weighing you down, speak it into existence. Like, speak it out. Like, verbalize it. Tell yourself what you're feeling, how you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and talk to people. Talk to people about how you feel. You don't have to take their opinions into consideration, like, to where it's letting it affect you. But you can at least take the perspectives and form your own truth system and form your own little belief system around, like, what you feel is the right thing for you. But if you're closed off and you're not talking about how you're feeling, you're constantly going to be in this mode where you're not sure, where you're just unsure of a lot of things. But yeah, guys, I really appreciate anybody who's listening. Like I said, you know, don't be afraid to post this in your stories. Don't be afraid to share, because it could potentially help somebody else if you feel like it helped you. But good vibes, and I hope everybody's doing all right. I hope everybody's doing good. I hope you guys are having a good week. And I be on the lookout for those live meditations and all that. I might be posting a little more about it. But yeah, good vibes, and I really hope that everybody is, you know, on the path to just being the best them that they can be. Because that's all the world can ask for you, of you, is to just do your best and be your best every day. But good vibes. I appreciate you guys listening in, and I will talk to you guys soon. Don't forget to favorite the podcast. Don't forget to also follow me on social. So S Martinez IV on Twitter, Sam IV on Facebook, and SJ Martinez IV on Instagram. But I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and I really just am grateful for all of you. You know, good vibes. Let me know if you guys need anything. Peace.